T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to Eye on the Community. I'm Vicki Pepper. Riverside County is hiring thousands of committed, compassionate caregivers to help older adults and those with disabilities live safely at home. If you would like to apply, they're hosting a virtual hiring event this Tuesday, August 3rd. Eligible caregivers are enrolled with In-Home Supportive Services, or IHSS, a state program administered by Riverside County. This program is needed more than ever, as one in every five of Riverside County's 2.5 million residents is age 60 or older, a population projected to swell by 250% in coming decades. Here with me in our second in-person interview post-COVID is Tiffany Nelson, a community program specialist with the county's public authority, which recruits caregivers for a public registry and trains them as well. Also here is Jean Kennedy, senior public information specialist for the Department of Social Services. Thank you for joining me.
It's great to be with you.
Thank you for having us.
Tiffany, let's first talk about the job. What are some of the things IHSS caregivers do for vulnerable adults and those with disabilities?
IHSS caregivers are needed to help seniors and disabled individuals with their daily needs. So anything from laundry, helping them with meal preparations, even to more personal care, such as bathing.
And what kind of experience is needed for this job?
There's no experience needed for this job. We are asking for compassionate individuals that have a heart for working with people in need, that really like to help others. However, you do not have to have any background experience in healthcare, in the medical field, or in caregiving in order to become a caregiver for IHSS.
This sounds like a really fulfilling job. Is that your experience when you talk to people who have held this position before?
It is. It is. Jean recently did a podcast with a caregiver and her client, and I keep replaying it over and in my head how much she detailed how personal of a relationship it is to have with the caregiver and the IHSS client.
You know, in some situations, you have people who they don't have family support, and those caregivers are like family to them. It goes beyond the employer-employee relationship, because in this case, the clients are the ones who actually hire and decide if they're going to keep the caregiver on. And as I've done interviews with these different clients and caregivers, they talk about the importance of that relationship. I mean, you're literally helping someone with vital daily needs, and you're helping them to remain safe and independent at home. And specifically, the woman that Tiffany's referring to, who I did the podcast with recently, had shared with me that if she didn't have these caregivers helping her in her home, she might have to go to a nursing care facility. That's the reality that is facing many of these clients. And so it's more than a job. It really is for someone who has a heart for serving people, for someone who wants to make a real difference in someone's life, because you're helping them live safely and independently at home.
And then do they become employees of the county, or who is their official employer?
So their official employer is the IHSS client. So the IHSS client is responsible for hiring and firing and training the caregiver that's providing care for them.
And there's a virtual hiring event coming up this Tuesday, August 3rd. What should interested candidates expect?
So anyone interested in becoming a caregiver, that please join our virtual hiring event that's on Tuesday. You should just expect that once you log in at 9 o'clock, our staff will be there to provide you the enrollment application link and answer any questions that you might have about becoming a caregiver.
Yeah, it's a great way to network with the staff there at the public authority within Home Supportive Services who's hosting this virtual hiring event. And like Tiffany was saying, get your questions answered, a way to easily apply, learn a little bit more about the available positions. And I would echo what Tiffany is saying, that if anyone feels like, hey, maybe this is something I'm called to do, maybe this is something that speaks to me, sign up for the hiring event. It's 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Tuesday. And we've got a link right now where people can register for the event. They could go to our department's website, which is rivcodpss.org. Again, it's rivcodpss.org. And right there at the top of the page, there is a link which will take you over where you can register.
I'm speaking with Tiffany Nelson, a community program specialist with Riverside County's Public Authority. Also, Jean Kennedy, senior public information specialist for the Department of Social Services. I hear there's a shortage of IHSS caregivers. Why is that?
Well, we've always had a need to recruit for more registry caregivers for IHSS. When the pandemic hit and the shelter in place was mandated, we lost a great number of caregivers that were part of the IHSS caregiver registry. And so what we're trying to do now is we're trying to replenish that loss and make sure that we have more caregivers to meet the need of the referrals that are coming in for IHSS recipients.
And Vicki, I'll just add to that with what you said in the intro for the segment today, which is we have a very large growing aging population. Mm-hmm. We already have, as you were talking about, 1 in 5 of the county's 2.5 million residents being age 60 or older. But now we're expecting that population to grow by some 250% over the coming decades. So we have people who are living longer. And that is another reason why there's such a need right now for caregivers to register with the county.
And again, like you said, this enables people to stay in their own homes, which I think is the preference for everyone.
Absolutely. I mean, who wouldn't feel that way with their parents?
Right.
You talk with these people, and that's so personal, I think, to everybody's family and to everybody's life.
That's been the value, to be able to stay living at home rather than going to an assisted living program. And you can imagine during the pandemic how much someone would prefer to stay living in their home with their caregiver rather than going to an assisted living program where
there were all kinds of restrictions.
Exactly.
Where is the greatest need for caregivers in Riverside County?
Right now, caregivers are needed throughout the entire county of Riverside. However, we have experienced the greatest need in the Coachella Valley in our desert region of the county and in some more rural communities like Anza, Idlewild, and Blythe.
And sometimes travel, you hear about this from the clients, sometimes travel is an issue, right? Depending on where they're located, if they're in a rural area. I think that's part of the challenge here is that it may be difficult for a caregiver to get to them because of the location where they are. Mm. So that plays into the communities that Tiffany was talking about where there is such a great need. But as she indicated, the need is countywide, and we certainly will welcome anyone who is interested in this line of work.
And I do want to say, when I say the Coachella Valley, I want to highlight Palm Springs, Desert Hot Springs, and Indio. Our need is great in those cities in the Coachella Valley area.
So tell us again, if someone wanted to register for Tuesday's hiring event, how could they go about doing that?
They could go to rivcodpss.org, and at the top of our page, there's a link there that they can click, an image, and it'll ask them to register for the site. You do not need to upload a resume. There is no resume needed for this opportunity. We are just asking you to complete the enrollment form once you get into our booth on Tuesday. Again, that's rivcodpss.org, rivcodpss.org.
And if someone wanted to apply at another time, is that possible?
Yes, they could apply at any time by calling us at 888-960-4477.
I've been speaking with Tiffany Nelson, a community program specialist with Riverside County's Public Authority, and Jean Kennedy, senior public information specialist for the Department of Social Services. Is there anything else you want us to know?
If you need a second job, subsidized income, if you're currently looking for work or in between jobs, or if you just want to become a caregiver, caregiver. If you're a healthcare student and you want to do something that brings you work experience, becoming a caregiver could be for you. I encourage you to visit our booth on Tuesday, our virtual hiring booth. Visit rivcodpss.org and register. We will be there to answer any questions that you might have about becoming a caregiver.
And these are full-time and part-time positions that you have available?
Flexible hours. You get to choose your own schedule. Identify the times that you are available to help provide care for someone.
Exactly. And what we have found when we talk with the client is, obviously, the caregiver is going to try to match the client's needs in terms of the availability. When are those needs the greatest?
Thank you so much for talking with us today, and I hope you find some really special people to fulfill these positions.
Thank you so much.
We hope so, Vicky. As well, and we really appreciate the opportunity. It's great to be here with you, Vicky.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.